You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Hey, have you guys heard of the new show on the Countout Network, the Ichiban Sweetcast?
It's the brand new Japan Pro Wrestling Podcast starring the International Wrestling Grand Prix. That's me, your good friend Curtis Spears.
And me, your bad friend Rafe Hewson. And we're here to talk about everything New Japan Pro Wrestling, reacting to everything, getting worked up, getting very happy, sometimes crying. Kind of like something else we used to do, right?
Oh, yeah. That was the old Okada Shorts podcast, right?
Ah, that's right. And if you love that show, you're going to love this show because it's exactly the same show.
Yeah, we just had to change the name.
Yeah, we did. But you can check it everywhere on a social media handle that we haven't made yet.
Yeah, we're really new to this. So what you can do is search on your favorite podcast catcher of choice. Look for the Ichiban Sweetcast.
Sweetcast, Ichiban.
I forgot to unmute myself. Hello, everybody, and welcome. What a way to start. Welcome, everybody, back to Ring Post Radio. I am the technical genius, Ryan Eitze. Thank you for coming back. If you heard us this morning, you've returned for Ring Post Radio Nights, if you will, as we review Night 2. Sunday, WrestleMania Extra Large. Like I said, I'm Ryan Eitze. With me, as always, is the man, the myth, legend, LA's own, Scotty Edwards. Scotty, how you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
Wrestling's back, baby. According to Michael Cole, it's back.
I will say, I'm not as tired as I was yesterday. And yeah, it helps if the show is shorter, obviously. The main event from last night was still going as of this time. So, like, that helps, but also, like, I don't know. I think the show is just, like, better, and it's nice to be reviewing that one live after instead. And I will also add this, and this isn't supposed to be a shot at AEW, but I really like that the show ended before 11 o'clock. That was appreciated.
Yeah, I'll tell you this much. Cody Rhodes, big time star in my book, and then ending the show 30 minutes early. That's my guy.
Yeah, that's real.
That's a Hall of Fame level worker right there.
That's something I can appreciate personally. This is the first time we're doing a WWE only live review. I think it is.
Yes, it is. You can't not do it for WrestleMania, you know?
We didn't do it last year, so yeah, you actually can not do it.
Whoops. We're here now.
We have fun here.
That's what we do great here, Ring Post.
Oh, right? You want to hear a great bit?
Sure. You know I love great bits.
So the top cage match rating as of right now wasn't Cody versus Roman, wasn't EO versus Bailey. It was Cody versus Punishment Martinez. Isn't that great? Wow. Someone instantly said, I need to watch the two world champions of WWE go head to head right now. And I think that's incredible.
That's great.
Did I ever tell you my story about Punishment Martinez?
I don't think you have. I don't know what story this is.
All right, this is how we start the show, everyone.
Yeah, we have to kick off the show with this.
So I went to a live Ring of Honor show once. Cody was there, one of the main draws at the time. And I remember, like, they had this, it was like a three-way match or something. It was like Jay White, Punishment Martinez, maybe Jay Lethal or something. And let me tell you, when I say that no one could have given a shit less about Punishment Martinez at that time. And I remember watching him in that match. And I said to myself, you know, this guy tries. He's okay. That's about it. You know, that's probably, you know, his peak is winning the TV title in Ring of Honor. Good for him. Oh, boy, was I wrong.
Yeah.
Had Hope and Cody that same night. So, like, you know, one for two.
I had a Punishment Martinez match where the crowd was into him, but to be fair, he was wrestling Adam Page and I believe a Fight Without Honor match. And Adam Page ruled, so that was mostly why the crowd was into it. But yeah, it was real good. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Obviously, we're going to talk about WrestleMania Extra Large Sunday Edition. Big time show. If you want to hear our thoughts on Saturday's show and you're joining us live for the first time and jumping in to hear two random geniuses talk about professional wrestling, then if you want to hear those thoughts, that is from this morning's edition of Ring Post Radio, which you can get on any podcast service available to you, where you can download this morning's edition where we talk about WrestleMania Night 1. Here, we are just talking WrestleMania Night 2. And boy, howdy, I'll tell you this right now, Scotty. This show, not only was it shorter, but it was better. I will put my money down on that one. Way better than Night 1, I thought. A lot of really good matches, I thought.
To me, there were only two matches not worth your time, and everything else was.
I think that's fair. I think there's, and even then, you know, it's LA Knight AJ Styles. That was fine. I was okay with it, you know?
Yeah, it was fine. Just no one cared.
Yeah. But yes.
Only one match was bad.
Yes, I think we can agree on that. But yeah, let's talk about the show. Let's give our thoughts on WrestleMania starting. I think there's no better way than we have to start with the main event, right? I mean, we have to, this is the big time story to talk about. The story.
Yeah, we want the people to stay that are listening. We don't want to lose them.
Okay. So we not
actually, well, to be fair, the show at the match at the beginning would have been fine too. But yeah, let's talk about the main event.
We got to talk about the main event. Big time ending of the story. The story has been officially finished.
It has. Now they have to come up with a new one.
Cody Rhodes is your new WWE Universal Champion. WWE title, whatever you want to call it. He has defeated Roman Reigns in a crisp 33 minutes.
I told you. I told you to be under.
It was going to be over or under that 44 minutes of the main event last night. Thank God it was under. So what are your thoughts about the match itself? And what are your thoughts about Cody Rhodes winning the title?
There's two parts of this match, of course. There's the everything before the nonsense and then the nonsense, right? I thought everything before the nonsense was actually great. Like, I thought Cody and Roman were killing it. Like, Roman put his working boots on for the first time in, brother, I don't know. I can't even give you a time. And I was like, ah, man, I'm kind of upset all the nonsense is about to happen now. I'm very into this. And They made me forget about the nonsense for a little bit, which I appreciated. I thought that was really good. And then the nonsense happened. But here's the thing. I knew the nonsense was coming. So it's not like it ruined the match for me. There's only one thing that ruined the match for me. Can you guess what it was?
Was it one of the run-ins?
Yes.
Was it The Undertaker?
Absolutely. Yeah. I just thought it was like kind of deflating.
I think it was one too many, literally one too many. Because we all predicted ultimately six.
To be fair, I didn't see Seth coming out.
No, we didn't. We talked about in the preview. We didn't see Seth coming out, and not only did Seth come out, but boy howdy, was that guy a freaking dork?
He got beat. I literally laughed when he got punched the first time.
He comes out just like walloped immediately.
I did love the Shield thing though.
Yeah, that was obviously, you know, he comes out with the Shield music. That was obviously supposed to remind the audience about the chair thing. In case you couldn't figure it out.
For me, I don't know if you feel this way, but like I think it would have been fine one more had the glass broken rather than the gong go off, you know? Like had Stone Cold came down to the ring, I'd have been like, yeah, ooh, 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 ooh. Instead, I was like, oh, well, that's upsetting.
I get that. I think it was just a little, it started to cross the boundary of overindulgence. And I was just like, oh, okay. Yeah. All right, guys.
I expected more overindulgence, actually. If that is that possible?
Maybe. Certainly. With this company.
WWE, I think so.
I completely agree with your sentiments. I thought the match itself, barring the cameos, as we described it earlier, the Avengers, coming out. And Seth Rollins, boy, howdy, was he? I thought we were going to be Jimmy. I thought Jey Uso. I thought Yeet was going to be the Hawkeye in this situation. Boy, howdy, was that Seth Rollins? got scrubbed out of there. Get out of Dodge, my dude. But beyond all the cameos, like you said, I thought the match itself was really, really well done, booked really well. I messaged you. I was like, oh, the pace is up. This did not feel like a Roman Reigns match. This was a Cody. We're putting our working boots on. I'm laying this out. We are working my match style. And not only that it felt like a match style, and I don't know if you felt like this, and certainly I think the ending felt like that way, but you know what? And it's interesting, right? I thought, you know, maybe we can get references to the Young Bucks. Maybe we get references to Kenny Omega. Maybe they put those references in. After the week WWE's had, maybe they don't want to, Cody doesn't want to put those references in with AEW. But I thought, you know, maybe he'll do these references. And I sat there as the match ended and thought to myself, I don't think he referenced the Young Bucks or Kenny Omega once.
He did super kicks.
He did super kicks, but is that a reference?
Well, he wasn't going to do a Meltzer driver. So, like, that was about the only thing that was, like...
That would be impressive. If him and Seth Rollins came out and did the Meltzer driver, that would be impressive. That'd be a huge pop.
Huge pop.
If he did the Nick Jackson kick on the ramp, we're talking, baby.
I kind of really, really wanted the one-winged angel. I wanted it so bad.
They were in the video package. I love dogs in the chat say they
were. That was very good. That was very good video package.
But what I'm bringing up is... I think this match structure was the reference, and the match structure to me and the ending closing shot, I think cemented it for me. The match structure was almost the exact same match structure, barring blood, which I would have loved if there was some blood.
I really wanted blood.
As the all-in Nick Aldis match.
Yeah.
It was the same exact.
Which I remember enjoying very much.
Yes, same exact working boots on, storytelling of achieving the NWA world title. Then there's the long section of all the cameos of people getting involved in the middle of the match. Then Cody ultimately able to get the win. And then he sits there with the belt as Brandi Rhodes comes up. We all know the shot end of that all-in match. But I thought to myself, it's interesting because when I think of that, it's like, man, whether that obviously that was on purpose, but I wondered at what point, like, Cody laid out the all-in match and said to myself, this can be a WrestleMania main event match structure, right?
He did it with a better wrestler. No offense, offense Nick Aldis, I guess. I don't really care. They both work for the same company now.
Sure. And I would say with better legends
definitely better legends. Yeah, for sure. I think that's a great callback by you, obviously.
I think he obviously thought at some point that he probably going into that all-in match was like, this is my like WrestleMania moment sort of thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he just sort of took that, which, you know, totally fine, works obviously, as we saw here, works really well as a match structure, worked really well at All In back in 2018, right? So it worked really well, it was very effective.
Works a lot better as well in a WWE setting.
Completely agree. And I think they nailed it. I think they nailed it. I think other than the cameos, which we got a little bit too much, it was fine for a little bit, it got a little bit too much, a little too long.
The solo one took long for me.
Yeah, if that one was tighter, and you know, if I didn't see the Undertaker's face, maybe it would have felt a little bit better.
Also true.
But I thought that, you know, doing that as like the AEW reference of like, this is where it began, all in sort of thing to me. I was like, that there's something there that, you know. Obviously, he thought it was a good match structure, but there's something there that is the reference. The match itself was the reference in a weird way. But yeah, Cody Rhodes wins. I thought the match was fantastic.
Fantastic.
I really liked it.
What do we got for a rating?
I don't know yet. I'm going to sleep on it. It's not five. It's easily not five. But
thanks, Matt. I knew that. Yeah. You know, I knew that.
I'm at definitely four plus. It's a question of how high of a four.
Yeah, I get that.
It's the cameo. Like the match itself, I thought was laid out perfectly. Mm-hmm. The cameos just got way too much a little bit, especially with Taker's Seth just getting dogged out there.
That was funny though. That one I actually liked.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because he got dogs.
That's fair. I'm considering a 4.5. I think that is kind of where I'm considering.
That be your match of the week?
That would be my match of the week. If there was like blood, which I know it's WWE, but
I thought they were going to do it.
I thought we would have gotten blood because I thought this was a new era. But yeah, I digress.
I thought if they were ever going to give us it in a match, it would have been now.
Sure. That I totally agree. Totally agree. Yeah. Especially a match called Bloodline Rules. Yeah.
Here's my feeling towards it. I think the match was, like you said, perfectly laid out. And I think what this match also does for me, I say this now, I feel a little scared saying this, it does make me more interested in WWE than I have been in a long time, because Cody's title matches are going to interest me a lot more than any world champion they've had since.
All right, let's look at the WWE Universal.
Like, title. I enjoyed early Roman's reign. I thought that was really good, but here we go. I didn't. Okay.
Roman Reigns, any part of his reign, the past 1,300 days.
I look forward probably to more to Cody than any part of that, even if I thought Roman was doing good at one point.
The Fiend.
No.
Braun Strowman.
No.
Goldberg for 27 days.
No. No.
Remember
the Fiend again.
This one just lists Bray Wyatt for some reason. Seth Rollins.
No.
They're
only doing the Universal title. There's a WWE title too.
Well, this is the most recent sort of gimmick. But yeah, I'll look at that too. Is there any part of the Universal title that interests you? I mean, it's surely like a Brock Lesnar.
Not really.
WWE title. Let's see.
I'm looking at the WWE title. Brock. Maybe probably Daniel Bryan as the Planet Champion.
Oh boy, oh boy. You're telling me not the Miz's 8-day reign?
That's 8 days too long. But
what about Kofi Kingston? Reign wasn't that good.
Reign wasn't great. It was all about the moment. I'm looking forward to Cody's reign.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about it. Like, what do we expect? I mean, you and I might have, this may be a tease for people. You and I might have more conversation about this prepped for later this month.
By the way,
little tease.
Feel pretty good about it.
little tease here, but I think his reign, whatever it is going to be very interesting. There's the obvious question of, is it long? Is it going to be over? Was it all about the destination here at this
Which
point?
It very well could be.
And the crowd's not going to be with him in terms of tickets and stuff. You know, that's very plausible. Absolutely. I don't expect that to happen because they've built this up really well, and the crowd was obviously super behind him the entire time. So I expect, and Cody's obviously been a draw this entire time of the build to this, these past two WrestleManias. So I expect the crowd to go with him. Does it increase? That's the question. Obviously, there'll be an immediate drop after WrestleMania. It's naturally going to happen. Or is it going to be short? Is it going to be a dusty reign where, I have to imagine, assuming his eye is healthy enough for it, that Seth Rollins to me seems like a good first contender for the title of like the sort of like, hey, you helped me. Yeah. So here's something for you.
You got dogged, but
here you go. Does Seth Rollins then win immediately at Backlash and Cody Reigns is over,
I have a few thoughts. I feel like the build should be to Gunther.
Obviously. Yes. Now that he's available, I think Gunther is the right pick.
Long term, that's where I'm going. I think Seth makes sense. Randy makes sense.
How long term is long term for you?
6 months.
Ooh, long term, 6 months at SummerSlam, Gunther.
I wouldn't wait too. I don't think because I think he can get it back, right? Like it doesn't need to be.
They can be Bjorn in the chat. Gunther in Berlin.
When is Bash in Berlin? Let me see.
Yeah, you pulling that up? That is a that feels
August 31st. That feels right. That's after SummerSlam. So you get maybe he defends against like The Rock or the big Roman rematch or something like that. Mm-hmm. Then he drops it to Gunther. I like that a lot.
And we're assuming he beats The Rock.
I don't think. Well, I don't think The Rock would win the belt. I don't think The Rock match actually happens. Truthfully.
Oh, really?
I don't. I just luck can happen, obviously. And if he only wants to do one more match, it's going to be with Roman. It's not going to be with Cody.
Yeah, I've heard see people pitch the idea of, I think the idea they've pitched is somehow getting to The Rock and Roman next year at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And that being, I think, like, you know, something about they do the match at like SummerSlam, like Rock versus Roman versus Cody, or even The Rock versus Cody. And then he loses that, I guess, or he, you know, I've seen some people pitch the idea of The Rock beats Cody at SummerSlam, and then it's The Rock versus Roman at WrestleMania.
I could see this. I could see Roman be Saudi as the rematch, because that's sure. That's two pay-per-views down the line. And then I could see Rock, SummerSlam, and then maybe Gunther after. Okay. I think that would be the perfect reign for Cody, actually, because mm-hmm. you get two huge wins and then make Gunther look like the king. But we'll see, I guess, right? I will say this. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for Cody. I've always liked Cody. I've said that on the show many times. I think he's a very good wrestler, and I've always thought that. And I think, you know, the past year has been wonderful, right? Making him the joke of the butt of the joke and whatnot. But I'm very happy for him to finally have this moment. This felt like a genuine moment. And now it's about, can WWE follow through on it? That's a big question. But he's their guy now. He is their John Cena, right? He is that guy now. When do the fans eventually turn on him? I don't know. It will happen. It always happens. But for mm-hmm. now, keep Ryan. I'd just give him some dastardly heel right now, truthfully. You know,
Gunther would be a good heel for that, you know?
It would. But
you mean short term, like a heel? Sort of.
Yeah, like right now, just give him some guy that people hate. Dom Mysterio. All right, you're welcome.
Oh, God. A world title program with him and Dom Mysterio.
He's not ready for that, unfortunately. And I'm not talking about Dom. Thankfully, it won't be Jimmy Uso or Solo Sikoa because they don't win matches.
How dare you say that about No Yeet?
No Yeet stinks. No Yeet stinks.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. I think setting up the next match of Seth Rollins to me makes the most sense as for a backlash sure. thing. I guess you could do like a Solo or Jimmy or something. You know, you could do like another bloodline guy, you know?
Yeah.
That's certainly plausible. Or just not even do like a world title match at that show, because we also know that are getting a draft or a shakeup or whatever the branding is next month. So it's really like we'll get a full idea of what sort of top guys we face in Cody. That
the only way I want his reign to be short is if it's a Gunther win, like really short. But I don't think you do that, because I think he just was champion for 666 days. Why would you do that? Or like something out of nowhere type thing. Obviously, there's also like the potential of like a Punk match. There's potential of a lot of things, and I think that's why it's exciting, right? We just went through 4 years of Roman Reigns as champion, so I think anything's exciting. Even if you're from the outside, like you and me, obviously aren't like WWE diehards or anything, right? Not even a little. But we can sit here and admit like we're excited for what Cody does, because you know that's still all Elite for Life, baby.
Oh God, he's actually.
He had to leave. No, he had to leave.
Do you like? Everybody comes out to cheer on Cody, and then Punk comes out to get his own pop.
That was very funny. I thought that was very funny. And then they had like the little pose with both of them. I was like, that is the biggest shot I've ever seen. And I don't think Cody is slightly aware. like sometimes I realize like when Cody does things, I don't think he's fully aware. Like I know a lot of people think he's a mastermind. I don't actually. I think he just does things. And, you know, some of them aren't great.
I think he does things, and his aura and how he acts is just very natural, like wrestler. Like he just, that's how he thinks. So like sometimes he's not necessarily thinking in terms of that that big scope. We talked about Cody.
Randy, by the way, as a heel would make a lot of sense if they wanted to do that.
That could also work. Cody versus Logan Paul. Now we're talking. Now we're talking, baby.
That's the work rate match, baby.
Yeah. We talked about Cody. Roman. Where does Roman go? Obviously, we heard home. The thing. He's going to go home for the next 6 months, probably.
Man, he can take all the time he needs.
Yeah, we had Roman as champion for the past 4 years, right?
That's insane to say a lot.
I'm okay not seeing him for at least a year, you know? Just like,
all right, well, I don't think it's going to take that long.
Me neither, but like, you know, let's not see him for a while, you know?
Yeah. I think SummerSlam, maybe.
That's certainly plausible. That's certainly plausible.
It's not that long. It's only 4 months.
Oh, that's not long enough then. Survivor Series?
It's longer than WWE world because they have like 75 shows in the next 3 months.
I know.
I've learned in the past 20 minutes.
Yeah, they have a lot of shows coming up. But yeah, I think Roman, or even like if you want to go as far back as like he comes back for like the Rumble or something, you know?
What country does Roman want to fly to? Because they're all international pay-per-views.
Yeah, which country does Roman want to go on vacation with his family?
France? No? All right.
No, not a France guy?
Toronto? Yeah, we didn't think so. Saudi Arabia? Nah, I don't even know why we asked. Berlin? No? Okay. Yeah. I have no idea where SummerSlam is.
I don't know.
Clash of the Castles in Scotland.
Yes. I don't think they've announced where SummerSlam is yet.
It is in Cleveland. Oh, that's disgusting.
Okay. So how do we build up to a Logan Paul Cody Rhodes match?
Pretty easily, probably.
And is that the show where Johnny Gargano DIY are finally able to win some tag titles?
Who cares?
He scrubs off my television. Speaking of Seth Rollins, let's talk. I'll
watch the main event again.
Yeah, it was real
with a clear head.
Yeah, real good feel good moment, and it, you can't deny that this was peak WWE. You know, stuff, right? The production, the match quality, I guess, you know, all the run-ins that only they can do.
The spectacle
of it all. This is peak WWE at its finest, and obviously left people going home happy. You know, I think that's safe to say. I think even like you said, even the most diehard WWE haters, it's hard to just look at this and be like, nah, screw this. And there's people out there already, but I think that's a little foolish to be like looking at the main event and be like, nah, fuck this. Unless you're, you know, you really hate Undertaker, and I think that's fair.
Undertaker, Bruce Pritchard, Triple H.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't like that Bruce Pritchard came out, and I get it. Like between that and Stephanie McMahon opening the show, I'm just like, is this the time, guys, to seeing all bringing all these folks out? You know, these people. You know, Stephanie McMahon basically named in a lawsuit, a sexual assault lawsuit.
You know, I'm sitting here as we talk about this. I realize we missed someone for Cody.
Well, we already talked about
you know, Mr. Lesnar's coming back.
Yeah, well, we got that address at the press conference yesterday. That Brock's just at home being Brock, and he's gonna come back. And I tweeted out, I guess Triple H never got to reading that lawsuit. So, you know, Brock, I think you're right. Maybe Brock is the SummerSlam match, you know, that could easily be that. Brock's going to come back and he's got the history. I guess he left that feud as a face. So there's that, but still, We'll see. We'll see. Any other thoughts really about the main event? I thought it was fantastic. Thank you, Bjorn, in the chat. Them hitting each other with their opponent's finishers. Like, you know, the moments of Cody, you know, Roman hitting the crossroads and then being like, nobody wins with that finisher. And I thought it was fun. The spear from Cody to Roman, I thought was well executed. I thought, you know, last night I made fun of Roman for his out of place Cody cutter spots. Here he shaped it up, you know, he got it together. I thought just the match was extremely well executed, you know, it was really well worked, the pace way faster, and I greatly enjoyed that. The promo time limited, greatly enjoyed that. It's just, you got a bunch of cameos, and the first couple you're like, all right, this is cool, and then you're like, all right, guys, I get what's happening. But any other thoughts, Scotty, on this main event before we move on?
No, I think it hit every, it checked every box, whether it be the insane boxes, whether it be the right, you know, it just, it did everything it was supposed to do. And it sure does feel like that we are moving away from the term sports entertainment. They have highlighted the words pro wrestling heavily this weekend. I don't remember if there's sports entertainment said. I think we've moved on, which is good because this is pro wrestling. Though it'll get rid of my joke of this is, I'm sports entertained, so that's tough.
Is that the only thing that's changed in this new era? is they now call it pro wrestling?
They sing the national anthem now.
That's changed.
Right. That is part of it.
Can we get a list of changes? Pro wrestling. We sing the national anthem before WrestleMania. What else? What else? Does anyone else in the chat have any other new era things?
I admittedly think watching WWE is more entertaining now.
Triple H definitely in charge of creative. They could not enforce that more over the past couple days.
Yeah. The Rock's around. I don't know.
Rock's around, I guess, you know. John Cena's just a run-in guy.
somehow more interference.
Oh, more curse words.
Oh my god, Cody's first challenger is gonna be Tama Tonga. I'm gonna kill myself. more curse words. That's a good one. The vibe is just better. Like, ultimately, the vibe is just better.
It's, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's more watchable, which I feel like is way more important. What are you doing?
I'm Tama Tonga.
We have fun here. We're 32 minutes in. Let's get to the other matches. This is gonna be longer than WrestleMania.
Sure. Let's go back to the top, I guess, right? That's what we
typically do. Take it to the top.
Let me see if there's actually any comments before we move on. Emilio Rossi says first challengers should be Orton and Cena in a triple threat. That would be insane. Insane.
That would actually be sick.
I don't believe Cena's available. I think he's working on a movie, but who the hell knows? I don't really see any other questions. There's a lot of great comments. We have a lot of great comments in the chat. I love dog, greatest WrestleMania of all time. Hear you. Been a long time since I cried that match story finished. Yes. Oh, yeah. That's what Venkin. That's what it was. Thank you, Venkin. Cena's filming Peacemaker season 2.
That's more important, actually. It's a great show. I'd rather him be doing that.
DCEU is back.
I love season 1, so I want him to actually do that instead. So, yes, good call.
Let's talk about
The Rock. Come back. I like you in wrestling, not movies.
I believe his next movie is an MMA movie, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's with A24.
Yeah, that I'm fascinated, honestly, with this.
Based on a true story.
Mm-hmm. Let's start off with the top of the show. Stephanie McMahon comes out at the top of the top, at the tippy top of the show.
She had a remixed theme song.
She did. She did.
Def Rebel said, "Ooh, let's touch something. Let's ruin something else."
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I didn't really think it was ruined. They ruined other stuff along the show, but not that. Congratulations.
It was, she made just some plain comments about, "I've never missed a WrestleMania," which, you know, I'm sure someone's trainer is very upset about hearing those comments. but yeah, you know, she was there, and I said, it's the same thing I said when she showed up at the Hall of Fame. I was like, is now the time to return to WWE, Steph? You know, is now the time? You know, is she no longer focused on her family? You know, is that what this is? But who's to say? Anyways, the actual opening match was the WWE World Heavyweight Title match between Drew McIntyre and Curtain Jerker Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins loses the title to Drew McIntyre in 10 minutes and 40 seconds. Drew McIntyre gets his moment that he wanted, winning a world title in front of actual fans. He lauds the title over CM Punk. CM Punk attacks him, has enough of his BS, attacks him, which then prompts Damian Priest to come out, Mr. Senor Money in the Bank, come out, attack Drew McIntyre as well, hit him with whatever his move is, not the Razor's Edge, but the other one, sit out chokeslam, I think it is. And then Damian Priest wins the title 7 seconds, and he is your new World Heavyweight Champion. What do you think of the match, the match itself, and then what do you think of the angle at the end?
I enjoyed the match. It was like a car crash. Was it you that said it was a Brock Lesnar type match?
That was not me. But
Well, my friend did then. Because I was messaging you two people. It's like, this is very Brock Lesnar-esque, where it's just a bunch of big moves nonstop, kind of. Quick pace. You know what my big takeaway from this match is? Drew McIntyre is awesome.
Yeah, so he's been doing real good stuff.
It sucks that he lost the belt. I was really happy for him, though, because, like, he still got the moment of, like, you know, you saw with the crowd, like, obviously he was the heel going in, but when he won that world title, they gave him a moment before he switched it back on and, you know, did the whole heel thing with, you know, Punk and stuff, which was really well done. And I was like, yeah, him and Cody's a great duo to lead us into the future, knowing that Damian Priest is probably coming out as soon as I saw him look at CM Punk. And then they did it. And then I said to myself, wow, that sucks. I also said to myself, how am I supposed to believe that the two world titles are on the same ground? Huh? How am I supposed to believe that? How are you supposed to try to tell me that the title Cody won is the same amount of importance as the one that Damian Priest holds? Punishment Martinez, the guy that got no pop in Ring of Honor. No pop. The guy that, without Rhea Ripley and Dirty Dom and Finn Balor beside him, probably would get the same no pop.
No, don't forget about JD.
No pop. Obviously I'm happy for the guy because, like, big moment for him in his career. He gets crowned as world champion, blah, 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 blah. But for my money, that ain't a world champion. Some people just aren't born to be world champion. That's okay.
I don't know if he's necessarily born to be world champion. We'll see how that turns out.
He is a world champion.
It is, I think, ultimately, and I saw a little bit of the press conference, and he actually, Damian Priest, looked like he was not doing it in character. It was nice. And he kind of actually addressed this as, like, him winning the world title elevated him to be a main event world title contender person, you know, like that level. So to that end, I don't see a lengthy reign in his case. No. Like, it shouldn't be. It should be very quick.
It should be like every other Money in the Bank cash in reign.
Yeah, and it should be that he loses the title, probably to Drew McIntyre, like Clash of the Castle or something.
If it doesn't happen there, then what are we doing?
Yeah,
you know, and then in Scotland.
Yeah, and then at that point, CM Punk should be healthy.
Did you watch that with me? I watched the Punk thing, and I thought, this feels like a double turn. Like, I'm not rooting for Punk here.
Yeah, well, I was just about to say that. You know, I talked about, I just said that, like, it, you know, have McIntyre face Priest in Scotland. He is going to be the face there.
Yeah.
the fact that
Punk laid him out after
Punk laid him out after the fact, and then a heel cashed in on a heel feels like we are meant to. This was meant to evoke sympathy for Drew McIntyre. So the idea is, I think they are turning Drew McIntyre.
I think so too. Which is debatable because of how good he's been doing as a heel.
I agree. I think he's been doing great work, and
so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah,
because if Punk disappears until then, he can be a babyface again, easily, because, you know, cheap pop for the return. But let's wait till Wednesday. Maybe he's just going to be heel to everyone for the rest of time.
I wonder if that was a preemptive heel
turn. It might have been. It might have been. I was very happy for Drew, though. Damian Priest as world champion does not excite me necessarily, but I'm one to give it a chance. He should probably face Bad Bunny.
Yeah, okay. I'm fine with that.
That's, the best match I've ever seen him have is against Bad Bunny, so...
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
They're not going back to Puerto Rico, though, so that's tough.
No, they are not.
I want the big entrance again.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The Bad Bunny entrance.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like I said, I think it fully makes sense for Drew McIntyre to be the challenge at Clash of the Castle. However, as far as we know, Drew McIntyre still doesn't have a new contract at WWE that expires soon. So... you know, this could also be an opportunity to write him off, I guess. I don't know exactly off the top of my head when his contract is over. Let me see if I can check. Fightful usually has some sort of thing like that. So I don't know exactly when his contract is over, but like...
it's supposed to be like now.
Yeah, that's what I think. I thought it was through WrestleMania pretty much. Wrestling contract expiration dates. Let's see if we have any information on Drew Max. 2024, sometime after WrestleMania. And, you know, will they be able to go to Clash the Castle? Surely not, because that is too far away. So, yes, it is either, I think it comes down to that. Clash the Castle is June 15th. You know, maybe they do that. Maybe the contract expires after that. Who knows? But either way, my point being that This could be a write-off of Drew McIntyre. I think it's plausible.
Sure. I think he's staying.
But I think he's staying, and I think, you know, he'll maybe El Hijo del Dr. Wagner Jr. his contract and say, hey, if I'm coming back, I want a proper world title reign in front of crowds. I want to win it in Scotland, you know?
I think that's definitely something that's probably agreed upon to keep him. And I think that's perfectly fine, because truthfully, this, you know, if Rock and Cody isn't happening, the biggest match set up is Drew McIntyre versus CM Punk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I think if he wins it in June against Damian Priest, then you do Punk at SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Because then you could do Gunther and Cody or something in Berlin, because you want big matches at all these big shows.
Yep.
It's a very unique time for WWE because they're international all the time. So, like, you got to have some big matches. But I love Drew. I think he's doing, again, great work, great worker. He carried this match, truthfully. I just think everything he did was great. Let's talk about the absolute shit show that happened after all this.
I was gonna say, like, Seth Rollins getting that boot early in the match. I wonder how, like, he was probably like basically blind in one eye for the rest of that match, right? Like, he took a boot so early in the match that I saw him, he like touching his eye and like, oh, okay. And then by the end of it, you see them, and it's like, oh, it's like almost sealed shut.
Yeah, he did. I will give Seth credit. I know a lot of people don't like to do that. He's beat up. You know, this guy is beat up.
Yeah.
So I applaud him for all that he did tonight, whether it be getting gooned in the main event or the opening match or what he did yesterday.
Thinking of all the beatdown heat segments.
For a guy that like probably has a back that's destroyed and a knee that just healed.
And now an eye that's basically
seen. Now that eye was pretty swollen. I applaud him for the efforts.
Speaking about applauding for effort, six-man tag team Philadelphia Street Fight, we had a special commentary team of Snoop Dogg, arguably the best part about this segment. And a special guest referee, Bubba Ray Dudley. And I texted you the moment I saw him on my screen. I yelled out loud, fuck this guy. Get him out of here.
Oh, wait a minute. 1 second. This is the greatest quote of all time. Cody was asked about talking to Dusty or whatever if you want. He said, I think I'd want to say to him, I hope I live up to your name and thank you for that name. And then I'd say, sorry about the tattoo. But yeah, when Bubba Ray Dudley showed up, you literally said, fuck that guy. And I told you that. I said that. And my other friend also texted me that. And it was very funny that we had three at the same time, not in the same building. And it really speaks to how much no one likes Bubba Ray Dudley.
Yeah. I saw Brian Alvarez tweeted, like, show Bubba Ray Dudley a clip of this next time he complains about bias. against AEW. It's like, get out of here. Like, get out. Oh, Vegan Bjorn in the chat. Perfect. I had the same thought about Bubba Ray. I'm glad that our listeners.
It was a worldwide feeling of, oh, fuck this guy.
Yeah. And then the match itself, you know, the Pride, Angel Dawkins, Montel's Ford, nothing happening. Defeating the Final Testament, Akam, Razor, and Karrion Kross. Emens in 30 seconds of come on, nothing.
Can you believe that this actually avoided my third dud of the week?
Avoided? Okay. What was the redeeming factor?
Montez Ford. He did two cool things, kept me a little engaged. Everything else in this match, bad.
Yeah, it devolved into just a, you know, team 3D tribute spot.
Yeah, which was like not bad enough for me to say, wow, this is the worst match of the week. The Usos stole that one. Or Dalton Castle and Johnny TV. But it wasn't good. It helped that it was short. You know, yes. Like, it got a whole half star out of me. Like, that's a lot. That's a lot.
I'm going to shout out my wife real quick because as they're setting up that table, she says out loud next to me, that guy doesn't know how to set up a table. And then the moment she's finished speaking, Bobby Lashley's table, end of the table, completely falls apart and Karrion Kross breaks the table and they have to get a new one. And she just bursts out laughing. She's like, who is that guy? I said, Bobby Lashley. And she's like, Bobby Lashley sucks at setting up tables. They got a new one. And then he started setting up another table. And she's like, look, he's setting it up wrong again. And then he was able to fix it. And then she was dunking on him the rest of the match. So,
I wanted to say this about the main event, by the way. Sorry, it just came into my mind because I was reading something. It was kind of surreal to watch Roman get pinned. Like
haven't I think they said at one point that he hasn't been pinned since 2019, I think.
Yeah, in a singles match, right, or something.
Yeah,
that was pretty nuts. Like watching that, just like when Cody when he hit the three, I was like, I'm stunned. I don't know why. I just felt like, oh, let's screw this up one more time, you know? Like, and they just ended it. It was good. Just wanted to get that in before we talk about LA Knight. And AJ Styles with this new awful theme song.
You don't have any more to talk about the Pride versus the Final Testament?
No, I don't. I think...
Was this the worst match of the weekend? Probably. I don't think so. I mean WrestleMania weekend?
No, the Usos ate that up, buddy. They super kicked their way to that. And Dalton Castle and Johnny TV were like, hey, wait, don't forget about us. That was 22 minutes.
Yeah, Dalton Castle.
That was 22
whoa.
Minutes. And all that happened was this. This is all that happened.
Dalton Castle looked at the Usos and said, whoa, hold my boy.
hold my boy. Not the boys, and just, my other boy.
Just throw a boy at somebody. Speaking about the boys real quickly, I don't know if it was a joke or not. Just showing random pictures now. I don't know if it was a shoot tweet or just a joke tweet, but I believe it was John Pollock of Post Wrestling said that when Bayley came out, she was brought out with the boys, and he said the boys in all caps. I don't know if that was the Tate twins were actually part of it or not.
No,
but, but that would be
they were way
too big, but I don't know.
Way too tall.
Yeah. So I don't know. Anyways, yeah, we'll move on. There's not much. B-Fab taking terrible bumps. Anyways, LA Knight defeat AJ Styles. Before the match, LA Knight gave the Slim Jim car that previously was stolen, if I'm not mistaken, to the an elderly couple that nice. I don't, you know, what are they going to do with that? You know, what are they even going to do with that? You know, I can't imagine. And this elderly couple, do you think they're driving to the bowling alley and like say, hey, look at my new hot rod. It's a Slim Jim car.
Look at my new car. Does that say Slim and Jim on it? Yes.
Do you even like Slim Jims? No.
I learned tonight that they have 6 grams of protein. Set it on the ring posts. I'm here all week.
Feel like a lot of protein. I'll be honest.
Nope. Well, is it a normal size Slim Jim?
Or what was the other one?
Tell me which side.
Whoa.
Which size?
Whoa. Hey now.
Oh. Shit.
LA Knight AJ Styles. What do you think of this TNA offer match?
It wasn't bad. It's just, here's the thing. I don't care. I think AJ Styles is washed. LA Knight's not all that good.
Yeah, you've been saying AJ Styles washed for quite a while.
Buddy, I had people attacking me in the chat about that once upon a time.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean it. I don't like this. Isn't me saying AJ Styles is bad. He's not bad. He wasn't bad tonight. He's just not AJ Styles anymore. And that's okay. He's older, right? Like, that's okay. Not everyone can be great forever.
I don't really even think that, like, you know, like I look at this match and I wonder, like, surely this probably sold a couple Slim Jims, right? Like, you know, that's the takeaway.
Buddy, I ordered 10.
That gets a big old yeah for me, dog.
I ordered 10.
Yeah.
Savage with a Slim Jim.
It was fine, you know. I don't think it was bad. It was just a standard, the classic line. It was two professional pro wrestlers have a pro wrestling match.
The problem, right, is it feels like it could have just been a SmackDown main event that I would have never watched, and I would have been fine.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, completely skippable. Completely skippable. I don't know. Do we move on? I guess we move on.
Hell of a review. Oh, you know what was really good? When it ended.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to say about
who won. LA Knight.
I messaged you and I said, quite honestly, I don't remember anything.
I knew this review for this match specifically was going to be great because you didn't say you watched it, and I said, "Wow, that was a match."
I didn't. I watched it. I just didn't pay attention.
I watched it. I just didn't watch it.
my eyes were looking at the television screen, and my brain didn't process anything that was happening. So good on LA. Maybe LA Knight. He has this big win and he's going to challenge Cody. I don't know. WWE United States triple threat match. Logan Paul defeats Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. Logan Paul, yeah, retains the US title. What did you think of this match?
Good match. Always moving. Had no idea who the guy was that was in the bottle. So that was tough. I show speed. I don't know. I saw Dave tweet and I got a freaking great laugh at it because he put spaces between I show speed. I was like, I bet Dave knows exactly who that is.
Do you know who you said you don't know who I show speed is?
He's a YouTube game guy. I figured out who he was after a while because I've seen him. I've seen his face before, but I was like, I really don't know what you do. But seeing you're with Logan Paul, I'm going to guess you do something with YouTube. And I was right.
I think that was the oldest you've ever sound. Like, you sound like a grandparent.
I
always one of those YouTube game guys.
Here's the thing. I always sound a million years old when it comes to YouTubers because I don't know any of them. I've never been a YouTube guy. I'll never be a YouTube guy. Like, I'll talk to my sister who does watch YouTube, and she'll always be like, how do you not know this person? I was like, because they're not really famous. They're like not a famous person. And I always, like, I remember when Logan Paul came in, I was like, listen, I know who this guy is, but like, why is he famous? Like, why is he exist? Why do I have to watch him box? Like, you know, why does this guy do things? And I learned that Jake Paul was on a Disney Channel show. And that's how I know I show speed.
That being said, please, if you're watching right now, subscribe to the Count Out YouTube channel.
If you're watching, I know who Drewski is, though. I knew who he was.
At this rate, Drewski is going to be in the Prime Battle next year.
Probably. I actually, part of me thought maybe just because, like, they like to do the YouTube thing, and mm-hmm. he wasn't. The match itself, let me get back to that real quick since you asked me how the match was and I got lost in eye show speed.
You seen those eyes?
I was really emotional when they did the Sammy Kevin thing. I was like, God damn it, why'd you have to do this? And I was like, he's definitely not going to win, but I love that they did it because it would have kind of been shitty if they just didn't do that. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. And I think Randy's always good in the multi-men because he just hits RKOs and shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's always very good at these. And I like current Randy. I think he's always very entertaining. And it's why I think him and Cody would have such a professional wrestling match. I don't know if people will love it or hate it, but it's going to be right down the middle.
Yeah.
And Logan Paul did good stuff. He didn't take a super crazy RKO, though. I was a little let down by that.
No, he had Aisha Speed take all the crazy bumps.
They did do the cool pop-up powerbomb RKO, though. That was cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how the match ended? I know Kevin got pinned after an RKO. I think it was that. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't quite remember, but I think you're right. Yeah, I thought it was well worked. I liked, you know, Logan Paul dropped. You know, we saw a couple of his matches, singles matches in the past couple defenses, where he's kind of moved into more of the catch wrestling, technical wrestling, and he's trying to showcase his wrestling ability by doing grapples and whatnot. And he's, you know, great. I'm glad he showcased that he can do that sort of stuff. But what makes him exciting, obviously, is more of the high-flying, work ratey, spots-heavy sort of stuff.
Can I get you heated real quick?
And more importantly, the character heel work has also obviously been really well done. Yes, please get me heated.
As Trevor Dame just reported, a reporter just opened with Triple H by asking, and I quote, "What's up, legend?" And his question is, "Damn, what is it like being HHH right now?"
Did he dap him up? Yo, what up, legend? And they will dap up. What's it like being Triple H right now? Triple H responds, bad.
Stephanie McMahon is officially back in WWE.
Okay.
That seems like more actual news than, you know.
That is actual news. In what capacity?
Did not say yet, so I'm sure we'll get some presser or something.
She's down on the board. She's not in the back office.
She's going to be something.
Is Stephanie's return a step towards Vince or not a step at all?
It's definitely not a step towards Vince.
But we haven't had a McMahon in the company for a while, and now Stephanie's back.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't. It's whatever. I mean, obviously her name was named in the lawsuit, so it sucks. But I don't look at her as Vince, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no. And we talked about it at the time.
Vince notably fired her, essentially.
Yeah.
Well, not the best friends.
Yeah. And we said at the time of, like, even...
She should have changed her last name, though.
Yes, Stephanie Levesque would probably be a good idea at this point. We said at the time, like, even when she got named in the lawsuit, like, she kind of comes off kind of well. She knows about her father's, you know, and all the things her father has done. And it looks like that she kind of tried to do something, but ultimately failed and then left the company, which is, you know, it's compared to everybody else. I guess she comes off the best, but still, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah. I can see TKO wanting McMahon in the company.
Yeah. I think it's inevitable. I think it's, I don't know if it's this year, but it's.
And they said, which one can work with Triple H? Ah, his wife.
Yeah. 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 The match itself.
Oh, right. We're talking about wrestling.
I don't know. Any other thoughts about this match? I don't really think so.
No. It did its job. I thought it was entertaining.
Logan Paul's really good when he does all these high flying stuff, and Kevin Owens and Randy Orton were great. I mean, we have to say on the show every time we talk about a Logan Paul match, it's very upsetting to see how good he is. This was Jesse's, my wife's, first time watching a full Logan Paul match, and she knows her running gag of being
that he's good.
Upset that he's good. And I turned to her and said, because she had a face on her when I looked at her after the match, and I said, "Are you upset that he's good?" And she said, "Yes." She's like, exactly what we're talking about.
And when he won, I was like, it makes so much sense. Why would he lose?
Yeah. There's no reason to.
Keep having him go. Because he's here pretty much every month.
Yeah.
Which is maybe the most shocking thing of everything.
Yeah.
He has an actual commitment to this that is maybe the most surprising part about his run so far.
Yeah. Every single time he talks about it, he talks about, like, genuinely enjoying what he's doing.
He's the only champion that's not going to be full time. No.
Yeah.
So they can live with that.
Yeah, that's true. They can easily live with that. And he's going to show up in France. You know, he's going to be there.
He'll definitely be at Saudi. He just
definitely be at Saudi.
If you want to offer people vacations, he's probably the guy to say yes. Oh, you want to go to France? Oh, you want to go to Saudi's going to pay him a lot of money. You know, and they're all going to have Prime in the middle of the ring, which, by the way, didn't bother me. Didn't even affect me. Completely forgot about it tonight.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not that noticeable. And I think, to be fair, I think it's less noticeable for us because we've seen so many wrestling promotions that have advertising in the ring. You know, sure. CMLL, AAA, New Japan.
Yeah.
You know, they all these places have like advertisement in the middle of the ring. I will say it's weird that there's just one.
Yeah, I feel like you got to get a bunch in there now.
Yes, you got to get a bunch, and I think it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, every match had a sponsor on this goddamn show.
Yeah, you know that Dude Wipes was the sponsor of the first match. Dude Wipes, when you're
unfair this time, the first match was fine. You know, they had something to live up to in terms of shitty matches, and they could not follow through. If they were one match off, they could have went two for two in matches that need Dude Wipes.
Dude Wipes, when your butthole loves powerlifting, monster trucks, and 401k, Dude
what
Wipes.
In the world?
Anyways, speaking of Dude Wipes, let's move on to the women's match.
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you what, this match doesn't need Dude Wipes. That's my
cut transition. It out.
Because this match was really good. Bayley defeats Io Sky. Obviously, it was built around Bayley's knee, but because it was built around that, and she obviously came to play, she had her working boots on. I thought Bayley looked really good, not just in her NXT level Mia Yim gear, but in her wrestling ability. It felt and looked sort of like the Bayley of old, just obviously still a little bit older. Io Sky was great as always in these singles matches. I thought this match was really, really well done. What do you think of the WWE women's title match, Scotty?
Io Shirai still has that dog in her. It was an emotional moment for me. As the world of stardom watched on, literally, because they were all there. I thought it was great. I thought like this is the best match you're gonna get out of Bayley now.
Yeah, that's the same thing I thought.
And I don't want to like discredit Bayley in any way, but my goodness, did EO make her look great. Even on the finish, which didn't look good because like they were a million miles apart for some reason. It's also not a good finisher. Mm-hmm. EO sold it like death.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was
and early in the match, she sold it into a reversal that popped the crowd big.
Yeah. EO's fantastic. It's a shame she lost. But boy, oh boy, Rhea Ripley versus Io Sky sounds like a lot of fun now.
Yeah.
It does sound fun. I don't know if they'll do it, but yeah, it sounds fun.
I don't know. I mean, I
get three matches out of that.
I think Judgment Day is still a heel group, so I think that's just two heel factions, you know?
I would say yes, but she's weird. You know, like...
I know. She's super a baby face.
Rhea's a baby face. So like it's weird. Io's so good though, it's like she feels like she should be a baby face.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because like she does all this, she's so incredibly athletic, and like I'm watching her, I'm like, she's so much more talented than like so many people in this company. Not a shot, but a shot nonetheless. And I'm like, she could be such a good baby face. Why is she not a baby face? Like, I don't know. I understand Bayley as a baby face works very well because they sing the song Hardcore. The other one. They sang it the whole entire match. Thankfully, as I said to you, it was a little quieter, so I can move on. So I get making Bayley the baby face because it's been a long time. But I think EO has more potential as a baby face down the line. So hopefully they get to that. I think if you really wanted to make it easy for Rhea, you just have her go through all of Damage Control. 1, 2, 3. Those are three title matches. Easy. Yeah. Like, yeah. I think you could put all three on pay-per-view.
Well, four if you count Dakota Kai, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can do that too. I'm just thinking of the people that I personally prefer. Mm-hmm. No shot at Dakota Kai, but you know, and by the way, if you're wondering how I would do it, Kairi first, Asuka second, Io third. Obviously, you go from worst to best.
And of course, the Dakota Kai, the final boss at four.
Okay. If Dakota Kai's in this, she goes first. Oh yeah. I used to like Dakota Kai, but the poor girl's had so many knee injuries. I don't even know what she could do, to be fair.
Yeah. I saw that six-woman tag team match the night before. And I still don't know what she could do.
No, she's a good seller.
I'll tell you that much. Jinx. This match was really well done. It was definitely the best Bayley match I've seen, I mean, easily since she's returned. Mm-hmm. By a large margin, I have to imagine. And yeah, Io Sky was. I agree that I think eventually, if they turned her babyface, that would be well done. Will it happen? I don't know. I think it certainly will happen at some point. I just don't know in what capacity. Maybe Julia comes up, and then you know she's the new leader of Damage Control, and they kick Io out, or you know, and then it's Io and Bayley. You know,
I would be like, why does Julia have to do it? But I know how this company works, so yes, that's why Julia would have to do it. Yeah. Obviously I would be down for that. You know, I've accepted Julia's fate here, so like I'm not gonna sit here and be like, I don't want
yeah.
No, I know
they have
signed.
They have showcased with Asuka and Io Sky in the past before, at least especially with Paul Levesque.
Speaking that of Asuka,
they can be faces, you know.
Did you see the picture of her having to take one with Rossi?
Yes, I did.
It's so funny. Yeah, this match was really good. I'm happy we're actually ending on it. I think I like the new structure, by the way, of pay-per-views. And I think they should do this all the time. Mm-hmm. Great opener, whatever in the middle, semi, main event. You know, sure. Kind of like most companies, not WWE, where it's like, hey, we're just going to throw this match. We just fucking throw darts at the wall, see what makes sense. You know, like structure.
Pro wrestling is back, baby.
Big opener. Everything else, semi-main. Do that every time. It works better. Like, yes, I'm going to complain about the bad, but you know what? I was going to complain about the bad. I was first, second, third, or last.
Yeah, I don't think an issue with NXT takeovers in the Paul Levesque era was the structure, right? I think it was always structured, you know, formatted properly, you know, for the most part. And I think it's just a matter of it can easily get overindulgent, mm-hmm. you know. Put him, Joey Janela, Blake Christian, and Michael Oku in all a room, and you know, I will die of overindulgence. I don't necessarily think we'll get that here. Maybe if we go back to Cody, I think there's certainly a chance that it gets maybe a little overindulgent, but I like to imagine it would be held it, you know, the reins will hold it all together.
I need a little Cody verse in my life. It's been a while.
Yeah, call up Rosario Dawson again. We gotta get her back. We gotta get her back.
Anthony Gogo just came back.
I did join in Shane Taylor Promotions.
Yeah, so like Cody verse is all around us. And mm-hmm. Dustin Rhodes is getting a world title match this week.
Mm-hmm. Guys trying to finish the story.
I think Cody's actually booking all of wrestling right now.
Hey, you know, that's what's hot. You know, you got to go for it. Any other things about WrestleMania that we really need to talk about? I'm trying to keep a pulse on the presser to see if there's anything, but a lot of them are just praising Triple H. And
I'm very much looking. I appreciate them being really bad at doing pressers. I'm really looking forward to Raw.
All right. That's new.
Raw after Mania. So that is the majority of the reasoning, but I will be watching and I will be interested. I will not be watching live. I'm not going to watch a TV show that's 3 hours long live. Are you nuts? But I will watch it. And I think that's the best thing you can hope for out of WrestleMania, right? You're excited for the next year. Tomorrow starts a new year for WWE and they have a great world champion. They have a Damian Priest. They have Sami Zayn, which means good matches in that division.
Mm-hmm. Logan Paul
is a champion as well, which is good.
Not gonna be around much, but you know, this match is gonna be at least
EO lost, so I'm a little upset, but you know,
we'll see how Bayley is. My hopes aren't high.
Hopefully, Rhea has a lot more cool matches. Matches, mm-hmm. matches. Let me just say matches. It doesn't even have to be cool at this point, just matches. Yeah, so you know, things are looking up. Their tag champs are not good, but you know,
I can't imagine those are gonna be long names.
And Bron Breakker's probably coming up soon, so big win for me. And uh-huh. I think Brian Alvarez, like you said, Trick Williams is coming up. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so ready to whoop that trick!
Yeah, whoop that trick, baby.
Where's Tiffany Stratton? She's next. Her versus Bailey. Have Tiffany win.
I'm down with that.
Of course you are. This is a Tiffany Stratton podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's an exciting time for WWE. Like we said a billion times, it is all about the follow-up here. They've changed a bunch of titles. They've shifted a lot of things around. We have the draft coming up in a month, so we got to have a little bit of a weird dead period in the next month until the draft, until we really know what's happening. And then, you know, it's off to the races of the summer. And can WWE sustain their constant sellouts and TV ratings and all these sort of things? Can they sustain their solid metrics? Or, you know, is it all going to be a flop? I don't suspect it for it to be a flop. But it should definitely be interesting. It is, you know, it's the follow-up. It's the follow-up. And hopefully the follow-up is good here.
Yep. That's how this should be an interesting week in wrestling. Let's just say that. Got Raw after Mania. We got some footage airing. We got Windy City Riot, which is like now the third most exciting thing.
We got SmackDown, which is nothing happened on that show.
Nothing, nada. Mm-hmm. So yeah, should be fun. Should be fun.
Well, that is it for us here on Ring Post Radio Live, talking WrestleMania Extra Large Sunday Edition. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this week's bonus episode, I guess I could say. We will be back next week for an all-new episode, talking a bunch of new stuff for Ring Post Radio. Windy City Riot, Dynasty, AEW Dynasty, the footage. We're going to be talking footage on an audio medium. Should be good. Should be good. I have been Ryan Icy. Follow me on Twitter at Ryan Icy. Follow the whole network at Countout Pod. That has been Scotty Edwards at Scott E Wrestling on Twitter. I think we pretty much gave our final thoughts. So I think it's time to bid you all adieu. I'm going to go to bed. It is 12:21 and I got work tomorrow. Sky's got work tomorrow. I'm sure other people got work in the morning. So thank you everybody for listening to us for all of our WrestleMania week audio. We'll catch you next time. Bye, everybody.
Countout provides a wide variety of bonus content that is right at your fingertips. On the Countout Patreon, our podcasts are creating bonus content exclusively for you, their listener. For only $5 a month, you can watch instant reactions to major shows, watch-alongs, early access to main feed podcasts, some fun goof and gag audio, plus shows from some of the podcasters' outside interests. It's the best way to experience all that the Countout Network has to offer. So head on down to patreon.com/countout to take part in some of the best and most fun content wrestling has to offer. Again, that is patreon.com/countout.
This has been a Countout Podcast.